A few lines of reflection. Good morning to one and all. It is quite a common practice during celebrations of wedding or a birthday or anniversaries or any special occasion that somebody stands up and proposes a toast or a drink to honor the celebrant or the celebrants. And usually, this proposal is accompanied by a word, just a single word. In English, it is cheers, okay? Cheers to the celebrant. Or in German, it is Prost. Or Spanish, salut. Or in Hebrew, it is lakayim, lakayim. In Tagalog, I don't know actually. I think because we are not a wine culture, usually we toast beer, okay? Or any spirit, and we say tagay, okay? Tagay muna. Or in a more decent way, we say mabuhay, okay? Mabuhay. In general, these salutations are wishes for a long, happy, and good life, or for well-being and good health. We wish those celebrants the best things in life. So, we ask why. I see two reasons. One, we don't wish ill on somebody, okay? Second, because we all know what it entails to live in this earth or in this world. According to the perception or the understanding of the existentialist Albert Camus, human existence is absurd. When we say absurd, means to live in this world sometimes is, or what is happening in our lives, sometimes it is senseless. It is illogical or contrary to reason, even to common sense. We all experience moments of absurdity when we are confronted with meaninglessness or having no purpose in life. Or when we are confronted with contradictions. And what are these contradictions? Love, hate, success, failure, evil, good, right, wrong, or at the end, life or death. Or we experience suffering or the realization of life's temporariness or impermanence, or the limitations of human knowledge. However, friends, not everyone shares Camus's perspective. Religious traditions, or even schools in philosophy and theology, offer alternative views on the meaning and purpose of life. Scriptures tell, in fact, a different story. So today's episode about the Annunciation, the conception of our Savior in the womb of the Virgin Mary, or the Incarnation, presents a different approach to life. When God became man in Jesus, He did not erase the absurdities or the complexities of human existence. Rather, Jesus went through it. He experienced these ambiguities and contradictions himself, re-echoing what another existentialist philosopher said. He concluded that life is not a problem to be solved, but rather a mystery to be lived. Sige lang. Mabuhay lang tayo. No, we go through life and experience all these things. So Jesus gave a different perspective in dealing with human situations by seeking the meaning and purpose of life in the light of God's plans, by obeying God's will, like Mary too in our gospel today, who assented to the message of the angel. Jesus even died in the absurdity of the cross, but on the third day rose again, bringing about a transcendental perspective to the absurdities of human existence. So what is our response? Our response today to the incarnation and the annunciation is appreciation and gratitude for this thing called life. You are thankful that you are still alive. Unlike the character of the song Bohemian Rhapsody, after experiencing the slings and arrows of life, he understandably said, and I quote, "I sometimes wish I've never been born at all." This sentiment is expressed by us in different words when life is not so kind to us. To conclude, friends, this feast of the Annunciation of the Incarnation of God, of Jesus, is God's way of greeting us, lakaim, to life, mabuhay tayong lahat.